This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. In today's news, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, we have today Ubisoft, some PlayStation news, and some big Nintendo news, starting with an article from Destructoid.com and saying that Nintendo's president saying he's concerned about the generation after Switch. And he said, quote, to the investors and fans, "We have already announced a portion of our software roadmap releasing up to next spring. Unlike the past, we continue to have a large variety of games scheduled to be released. Even beyond 5 years of release, this is because the Nintendo Switch has such a smooth launch, allowing us to focus all of our development resources on a single platform. However, the question of whether we will be able to just as smoothly transition from Nintendo Switch up to the next generation of hardware is a major concern for us. Based on our experiences with the Wii, Nintendo DS, and other hardware, it is very clear that one of the major obstacles is how to easily transition from one hardware to the next. To help alleviate this risk, we are focusing on building long-term relationships with our customers while we continue launching new software on Nintendo Switch. We also provide services that also Nintendo accounts and other IP outside of gaming software. We intend for this to help build a lasting impact with our customers. To me, this does not look good for Switch 2, but could this still happen? Let me know at Joe Brums." Now, even with that call that happened, they still put out a bunch of game announcements on their Nintendo Direct for the indie games. And it goes with Ooblets, and it's it was already on Xbox One and PC, and it's making its way to Switch. So that's something that can help them out. Batora, Lost Haven, and this is scheduled to come in fall. Looks a little bit RPG-like. Elekhead, which looks like a 2D RPG-type game. Soundfall, and I'm only doing responses because of the pictures that I'm seeing via Game Informer. It looks nearly Diablo-like, but maybe not. I could be wrong, but that's the way it looks right now. That's along with the attack that's going on, and could be like team or PvP. It is a rhythm-based looter shooter, so we'll see what happens there. Wild Frost, which is once again, it's another game that goes after Hearthstone. So we'll see what happens with Wild Frost. And I'm not making this up. The game is called Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, but the dev's called Tabs. It's going to Switch this summer, but you can play it right now on Xbox Series X or PC. Gunbrella, once again, a 2D experience, and that hits Switch next year. We Are OFK, and that deals a lot with music. I'm not sure if it's making music or basically like a sing-along or something like that. Instruments, maybe. Silt. There's a joke in there somewhere about what the picture is showing, but I'll leave it at that. This is a G-rated podcast, so I can't go there. But once again, it looks like maybe, I don't think that's a 2D, but it looks like it's a 3D type, maybe like an adventure type game. Silt comes this June. Everything's on Switch. Mini Motorways. Yeah, buildings, roads, blah, blah, blah. And it's on Switch now. Wayward Strand, and it looks like you're doing a story-type game as a teenage writer, and you're in a hospital. Interesting. Cult of the Lamb. It's basically, according to this review, says it's Hades with, or basically crossing Hades with Animal Crossing. Could be interesting. Another Crab's Treasure. Yeah, you get to play as a crab. and you just get to pick up stuff, take stuff, deliver it, go get something else, maybe something like that. That comes next year. So that's a lot of games coming, including what's coming to Switch and PlayStation 4 in June, a game called Amari. Now, an Amari game said in a tweet, "We've been working on porting Amari to consoles. During testing, we found a small number of issues that need to be fixed. While we still release the digital version of Amari for consoles on June 17th, to ensure quality, we will be delaying the physical release by 2 weeks. So what is Amori? Now, it is an indie game, it's an RPG, and you're like a penciled type character. Sounds interesting. Now we go to another Destructoid article, and it says Electronic Arts may be doing a remake. So what could they be doing? Well, they did hint at it in their financial earnings report, but they didn't say what. It doesn't look like it's going to be Dead Space. It could be Mass Effect, The Sims, or Dragon Age, which is possible, or one of their Star Wars games, which is also possible, highly possible. Well, right now there is no name announced for it, but they did hint at it, because what is big right now? Remakes. It's been hot for a while. Remakes. And anyway, now we go to a bit of PlayStation news, and PlayStation AAAs could be in trouble if they're included in the subscription launch. That's what Sony had said. This is via Eurogamer, and this is a bit of a quote from PlayStation executive Hiroki Totoki. He said, "I will refrain from making comments on the competitor's strategy. Our current thinking is to have development costs and appropriate R&D investment for quality products, and that will improve the platform also improve the business in the long run. AAA titles on PS5 will distribute on that subscription service. We may need to shrink the investment needed for that, and that will deteriorate the first party title quality, and that is our concern. So we want to make sure we spend the appropriate development costs to have solid products, titles to be introduced in the right manner." So there is some concern. We will end with two stories about Ubisoft. The first comes from Eurogamer, and they said that, well, Ubisoft is kind of backing themselves up. The company chairman, Yves Guillemot, had said, "There have been a lot of talk around the consolidation in the industry and in Ubisoft in particular. As we said last February, we have everything we need to remain independent. We have talent, the industrial and the financial scale, and a large portfolio, powerful IPs, to create massive value in the coming years. It has provided us with the plan to build strategic partnership with the biggest players in the entertainment and tech." Doubling down, are we? Well, they are doubling down on something, at least. They are saying that Avatar, Mario and Rabbids 2, and Skull and Bones are all coming very soon. This comes to us from Games Radar, and they basically said that all of these things are coming later in the fiscal year, which concludes on March 31st of this year. So later on this month, about 20 days. I'm sorry, that should have been coming about 20 days. But did they? So if they did, that time has come and gone by a couple of months. But no, those games are planned to be released in the second half of the fiscal year. So don't expect them. So could they come in the second half of the fiscal year? Yes, the fiscal year for them, I think, ends in October. They haven't come out yet. So could they come out later this fiscal year? Or maybe next? We'll keep an eye on that for you. That's what we do here on GQDN. And as far as what that goes, this is all Don Forge Production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. We'll see what happens. So go play some games, people.